Hey, this is Andy C.
Hey, it's Future Bound here.
Hey, this is Katie from Coven.
It is me, Mosey, everyone's favourite dad of DMB.
Hey, this is Wilkinson.
Hey, this is Netsky.
Hey, it's Boo.
Yo, this is Bensley.
Hey, guys, it's Formula.
Hey, it's Andromedic.
This is the Full Noise Podcast with Mike Nicholas.
All right, right now, I'm sitting here with 1991. How you going?
Yo, I'm good. How are you, man?
Yeah, really good. Welcome to New Zealand.
Thank you so much.
I should say.
Yeah, because this is like my fifth time. I was trying to figure it out because I came here 2019, I think was the first time.
Yeah.
I came back again end of 2019 because I did winter and then I did summer. So yeah, I think it's the fifth time.
Yeah, I feel like you did Bay Dreams in 2019. Was that right? If you can remember.
No, I did. Yeah, so the first time I came was winter 2019, which was Mardi Gras.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was like Ohakuni, and then there was also Queenstown as well. And then I did like an audiology tour kind of thing. And then I came back this summer, but yeah.
Yeah, nice. talking about the tour so far, how's it all been? Like, Wellington looked mad. It looks like you've had a nice bit of downtime while you've been here as well.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing, man. Like, it's always so good to come away from UK winter and like get a bit of sunshine, you know. But yeah, like, so we started in New Plymouth. It was a bit of a random one, never been there before.
Yeah.
But it seemed nice. It was good. It was good fun, good crowd. Played after Scribe, which is interesting.
Oh yeah, so you would have learned who Scribe is, I guess,
and
got to know the tune.
Since I've been here, yeah.
He's from here, is his hometown.
Is so. He? From Christchurch?
Yeah.
No way. Yeah, and then we went from there to Wellington the day after, which was really good. That was a sick show.
Cool.
TSV Arena.
It looked insane.
Yeah, really good. The only downside is that Wellington is windy as fuck.
Yeah, famously.
Other than that, it's beautiful.
Yeah. And I hear you've been like picking out some catchphrases while you've been here as well.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've always picked up catchphrases when I've come down here, but lately, my new favourite's Too Easy.
Too Easy.
Or Far Out. Far Out is one of my favourites. Good story though. So when I first came here, guys kept saying like send it or like full send and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I actually ended up writing, I made the title of my tune Full Send based on the fact that people kept saying it down here. So it all started from the Kiwis.
Oh, so it started here. That's crazy. Wild. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the podcast is called Full Noise, so maybe that could be the next one.
There we go, mate. Full Noise.
And obviously, you've just had a string of like classic remixes lately, like Perfect being the most recent one. Are there other tracks that you'd love to like remix classics in the future?
Ooh, I mean, there might be one in the pipeworks already.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, man, I love like remixing, you know, old 90s, 2000s tunes, man. But yeah, I have to be a big fan of the tune to remix it, you know, like Super Mode, Basement Jacks, like fucking love those songs, you know, it's got to be done. But I've got another one you can hear in my set tonight.
Cool.
And it begins with Castles.
And obviously you're doing the US tour again this year, which last year already looked insane. Like, how do you feel about drum and bass in America right now?
Oh, it's getting so good, man. Yeah, it's really, really good. So we started the worship thing in 2020, right at the very beginning, like right before the pandemic. And we did like small venues, all four of us, and just sold them all out, and it was sick. And we left a real splash because we did the second one only last year. So it's like 3 years later we got to go back and actually do it properly.
Yeah.
And like the buzz still lasted from that first tour, like three years later, people were just like gagging for it, you know. So yeah, we just like lined up this next one, which is next month.
Yeah.
Gonna go back again. And it's just like, every time I go back to the US, it just gets better and better. You know, I did this festival called Zombieland, which is like in LA, by this like big boat thing, and it was just like sick. The crowd was sick.
Yeah.
It felt like playing a good crowd here.
Yeah.
Or like a good crowd in the UK.
So it's
getting really good. And the fans are like super young as well. It's not like kind of the old guard, you know, it's like new fresh blood is coming through, which is exciting.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like every time you go there it's probably just gonna get stronger and stronger.
Yeah. I mean, there's like big DJs that are playing it now. You know, there's like DJ Diesel with the old Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
And I think like Tiesto's got a D&B song coming out.
Yeah.
I think David Guetta's maybe doing something. It's like all the big guys are really picking up on it now.
Yeah.
And
we love to see it.
Yeah, no, it's good. Maybe it's great for the whole scene, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be like the next dubstep in America, you know.
surely, let's hope.
Yeah. I mean, could be good, could be bad, but no, I think it'd be good.
Fair. I thought while we were here, we could do like a new series I was thinking about, which is like writer reviews, I guess. I'd probably think of a better name. But literally, we could go through your writer, if you don't mind, obviously.
No, absolutely not. It's private, confidential information.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. Okay, so I mean, right, so where should we start? Maybe we should start with just like this.
Well, essentials. So we go the essentials, beer.
Yeah.
You know? It's just standard lager, nothing crazy. I think actually on my rider I put like local beer.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess that's local, isn't it? Do you know that one?
Garage Project, yeah.
Yeah, is it good?
I mean, I've never tried it myself.
You can try one in a bit if you want. Yeah. And then we got a chips and dip.
Nice.
I think guac is actually on my rider, but I'll take that, yeah.
That'll do.
We got some other like sweeties and stuff, or lollies as you guys call it, right?
Yeah, we do.
Like why? It's completely wrong.
Is there any like treats you've found in New Zealand that you're like really rate? Like obviously you got a bit of Whittaker's there, which I feel like kind of has to be done.
Yeah, no, Whittaker's is good. I actually had a little challenge the other day with my friend where we did like a Cadbury's versus Whittaker's. Because you know like Cadbury's is like the UK.
Yeah.
And I maintain that Cadbury's is better than Whittaker's.
Oh, yeah. That's going to divide some Kiwis. You too. Oh, yeah, sweet.
Yeah, then we got lemonade. Big fan of lemonade.
Cool.
And then we got pineapple juice.
Yeah.
And we got tequila. This is all like linked together so you can have like pineapple tequila, Sprite and tequila kind of thing. Yeah, but this is like the backbone. No, it's not. This is like the main event.
1991 is fuel.
The backbone is like the beer.
Cool.
But yeah, there we go.
Perfect. And is there like something in the UK that is like an essential on your rider over there that you can't get here? Or
not really. You know what is also essential as well is towels.
Sweet
towels are absolutely essential as well. Underrated. Not many people think about that, but they get extremely sweaty after every set. But this is like the typical rider I get, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Although you go to America and sometimes they'll give you like I've had like pre-rolled spliffs before. I don't even smoke weed anymore, but I'm like, that's pretty cool.
I mean, I know a lot of people like to sort of take the piss with their riders, though. Sometimes they'll just chuck something super random in there. Have you ever done that?
No, I'm too low maintenance. I'm too, like, I don't like drama. You know, I don't want to upset anyone. You know, I want to be able to come back and play again.
Like, who was it? Justin Hawks, who had a photo of a cat on his rider. That's what he wanted. Which is pretty wholesome, to be fair.
Oh, you know, like, High Contrast? He always asks for, like, a DVD, I think, like a random film.
Okay, just getting a free DVD on you, right? Yeah. But yeah, that's
kind of smart. Day these days, you know, who's got a DVD player?
Yeah. Give him a Netflix subscription or something.
I should do something.
I reckon. All right, bloody good. Well, there you go. That's the first rider review of 1991. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Good, bro. My pleasure.
Thank you. Perfect.
Follow us on the socials. Just search @FullNoise.